Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On ESPN Upstate, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union, Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Glad that you are with us. As we are live on ESPN Upstate, bringing you the Saturday morning scramble. The state championships, Jed Blackwell, are set. Did you have a pretty good turkey day? No fires?
Dude, I struggle getting the glazed bark right on the turkey breast that I smoked every year. This year, man, I would have submitted it in a contest.
So it was picture perfect. You went with the smoke instead of...
Yeah.
The oven or deep
frying? Well, no, Bonnie cooked with an oven, and I'm not too proud to say that hers was better than mine.
Right.
But mine looked like the cover of a daggum magazine. I'm trying to find it because that's what I do now. I'm old, and I take food pictures because I'm an old man.
Well, hey, listen.
Look at that.
That looks good.
And then sliced it.
Yeah, I wish our audience could see that.
Could see the picture. Holy, me too.
That looks good.
That looks good. Yeah, I had a pretty good turkey day. I did that.
I injected one for the first time.
Yeah, that was pretty good too.
It was good.
Yeah.
No fires. No.
So you know how to properly thaw since you didn't start a fire.
Yep.
That's good.
No fire departments were called on Thanksgiving Day, but last night there were a few games. No area teams involved other than Southside Christian, who did win, by the way. But the state championships are set. We'll have those games. We'll give you those in just a second. I want to remind you this Saturday morning scramble this morning, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Visit them online at foundersfcu.com. Foundersfcu.com. Saturday morning scramble wants to thank Founders Federal Credit Union for sponsoring the show. Jed, 5A last night, T.L. Hanna and Northwestern. Obviously, T.L. Hanna comes out on top. They will play Dutch Fork in the state championship. Your thoughts when you saw that T.L. Hanna came out victorious?
I think that was the game of the night. It certainly looked like it. Southside Christian Lamar might have been another contender, but it looked like you saw the best game that happened.
Right.
In the playoffs last night. I was not surprised that Hanna beat Northwestern. I'm surprised the way they had to kind of outgut them. The Dutch Fork Sumter score surprised me a little bit.
It did. I think it was close for the most part.
Yeah, Sumter's a little better than I was giving them credit for. They're still not anywhere on Dutch Fork's measuring stick, but they must be better than I thought they were.
Last night, let's give you some final scores. Camden defeats Gilbert, Jed, one that wasn't close at all. Camden, I've seen Camden in person, 58-7 over Gilbert. Now, here's what people got to realize. Gilbert is coming off of one of the biggest wins in program history. So then if you're Gilbert, you feel like you're in a good spot. You just beat Dillon. And then, Jed, the next week, you get pummeled by Camden. I think people I know a lot of people around here don't know Camden. They did come to Duncan this year and play Burns, but I think we're realizing that Camden may be one of the best teams in the state, even looking at all classifications.
They certainly got one of the best players in the state. His last name is escaping me currently. His first name's Willis. He's their running back. I was going to say their little running back, but he ain't little.
He's not.
He's a Mr. Football finalist. Yep. He is a legit player. And everybody's talking about what a contrast in styles this is going to be next week with Camden and Daniel. And, yes, on paper it is. Camden wants to run the ball. Camden wants to control the clock. Camden sometimes can't do those things because this guy hits home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
and big ones. No doubt.
yes, Camden would like to put together 75-yard drives. That might be two carries.
Right, right.
and then what?
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. I thought that was going to be a war with Gilbert's running back as well.
58-7. I mean, yeah, it wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't.
What a win for Camden.
Having seen Camden a couple times, I'm sure Gilbert heard about it.
Yes, absolutely. Marion defeated Andrews last night, 36-33. North Myrtle Beach, again, Jed, this one wasn't really close. 37-10, North Myrtle Beach over Myrtle Beach. That was the second game of the year.
I cannot stress how much that means to the people in Horry County. I cannot tell you how big a step that is for the North Myrtle Beach football team.
Right.
To paraphrase British soccer announcers, who I've taken up with here lately in quarantine, when I worked in Horry County, North Myrtle Beach was dreadful.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't ordinary bad.
Right.
They were bad.
Right.
And from them to go from that to having a measure of success over in the five-year window to now kind of kicking the door down
and to
do it against Myrtle Beach is going to be huge for that program.
Absolutely.
There was a party in Nixon's Crossroads last night,
I
promise.
I bet it was packed. I bet, you know, if there was no restrictions, I bet that game would have been packed last night.
Well, there weren't any in Abbeville.
Yeah, fair
I don't know
point.
If you've seen,
fair point.
I don't know if you've seen photos from last night or not. My God.
Lakeview over Bamberg Earhart, 20-7. AC Flora continues to roll. How about a big win for AC Flora, 42-21. Southside Christian defeated Lamar last night, 17-6. Daniel all over the defending state championship, or the defending state champions, the Wren Hurricanes, 39-6. Jed, there were a few that were close, but last night there were a few like Daniel Wren that weren't close. And, you know, we saw Daniel last week. Daniel, there's a collision course coming this weekend with Daniel.
Yeah, I think that's what everybody's been pointing to since even last week.
Right.
That Daniel Camden game, man, God, that's going to be something else.
I think Camden's definitely – Daniel's good. I mean,
yeah.
I've only seen him once last week, and you were there when they played Chapman. But I think Camden's got more for Daniel than anybody else has this year.
I think just their ability to more so – even than Chapman, who is a tremendous quick strike offense.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so, I think Camden's ability to literally score anywhere, anytime that running back touches it, it's a threat. Anytime.
Man, he's so good.
We
talked about it on the Burns broadcast. We saw Dorman this year. We saw Gaffney and my color commentator, Lane Fowler. He, take it for what it's worth, but at the end of the season, he said Camden's best football team I saw all year.
Right.
I mean,
but then by the same token, Daniel's got four guys.
Right.
Who anytime they touch it.
Yeah.
And Pierman is, I think he learned from the loss to Wren last year.
Right.
I think he is a bit more mature than he was last year. And that's good to have in your quarterback.
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely.
I'm telling you, the 3A and 4A games, to me, on paper, are the best two games that there are.
They're going to be good ones. I'm excited. A lot of good games. Abbeville defeated Gray Collegiate last night, 28-10. T.L. Hanna snuck one out over Northwestern, 28-24. And Dutch Fork defeated Sumter, 24-0. We will, speaking of Dutch Fork, we'll talk to Lou Bezjak, who was at the Dutch Fork game. Up next, Lou Bezjak with a state newspaper. Covers those Midland teams, a good friend of the show. We'll talk to Lou on the other side to get his thoughts on Dutch Fork. And, you know, Jed, it's something pretty historic going for their fifth straight championship this year.
Never been done.
Right. And Tom Knotts has a chance to do it. By the way, tried to have Tom Knotts on the show this morning. Mm-hmm. And
he's having none of your shenanigans.
In all the years I've done a show, just being honest, on the air, I've never had a coach say, no, thanks. I'm not going to come on and promote my kids.
Right.
Well, Tom Knotts did last night. Never had a coach say that, Jed, but Tom Knotts didn't want to do it, so we'll talk to Lou Bezjak.
You'll have that on a big job.
Lou Bezjak from the state newspaper up next. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Scramble, Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell. Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Visit them online today by visiting foundersfcu.com. We will now bring in our first guest of the program. His name is Lou Bezjak, prep sports coordinator at the state newspaper in Columbia. He was at the Dutch Fork game last night. Lou, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, Cole and Jed. Good morning, you guys.
Listen, a big night for a lot of teams in South Carolina is you were at the Dutch Fork game. Dutch Fork, for it seems like the 100th straight time, Lou, is representing the lower part of the state, if you consider them lower state. They're repping the lower state in Columbia with a chance to do something that's never been done, and that's win five straight championships. Your thoughts on last night's game?
Yeah. Heck, Tom Knotts is at that program since he took over at Dutch Fork. I mean, he's got it rolling. I mean, this is their 8th appearance in the last 9 years, and just a strong defensive performance last night against a good Sumter team, especially on defense. Sumter's big up front, and but their defense just rebounded after a struggling the week before against Carolina Forest, which it gave up over 500 yards and 42 points, but tossed the shutout last night. Had some big plays offensively, and a good game from Will Taylor, who's committed to Clemson for baseball and football. And here they are. They're headed to another state championship game next Friday at Benedict College.
Lou, you mentioned Will Taylor, the quarterback. Will Taylor's had some big shoes to fill when you look at the past, really decade of Dutch Fork quarterbacks with Olin Chuck, and the list goes on. How does he, in your opinion, you've seen him this year, how does he compare to what Dutch Fork's had at that position in the last 8 years?
He's a little different. In fact, Olin Chuck was actually there last night, as were a bunch of other former players. But he definitely had some tough shoes to fill coming over from Ben Lippin, playing at a smaller school. But he said after the game last night that he needed to test himself and play against a little bit better competition. And he's done well. He was bothered by an ankle injury earlier, and I think if that wouldn't have happened, I think you would have saw him run more and maybe put up some more bigger stats. But they really haven't run him until 2 weeks ago against Carolina Forest. And last night, I think he had 90 yards and a touchdown. So and he's done well. I mean, coming in, it's tough replacing probably the best quarterback the school has ever had. And kind of doing what he did this year, and he's and doing it. I mean, he missed a lot of time during the summer, and now with baseball and all the stuff that he's had to do, and I think has played well. Now he's a game away from winning a state championship.
Lou, looking at the matchup, looking ahead to what's coming up, how is Dutch Fork against the run, and have they seen a team that just predominantly pounds it like T.L. Hanna's going to try to do?
Well, pretty much the last 2 weeks. I mean, I think Carolina Forest probably gave them bigger problems than Sumter, because Sumter really didn't have the threat to throw the ball last night. I mean, they threw the ball. Threw the ball for 10 yards. They were 2 of 8 passing or 1 of 8 passing. I think the last couple of weeks will prepare them, but it's still, you don't see that kind of offense of the wing tee. I mean, how T.L. Hanna does it. I think last night, looking at their stats, they had 8 different guys run the ball. So it's going to be a little bit different, but they did play them a few years ago in the state championship game, and I guess the silver lining for them, there's no Zach Pickens trying to stop this time around.
Right.
So, but the T.L. Hanna is definitely – it will provide a matchup problem, but I guess that's what – Nick Pelham, the defense coordinator, is one of the state's best. We'll have to try and scheme a game plan to try and stop that running attack.
Lou, when you look at Dutch Fork, obviously they're undefeated. You mentioned it, 8th state title appearance in 9 years. Is there a weakness in your opinion when you look at this year's team? And for those out there that are wondering, man, does T.L. Hanna have a legit chance? Because we saw T.L. Hanna take them on in 2018 when T.L. Hanna had their best team, arguably in program history, with Zach Pickens and Lou just being. Frank, that game wasn't close as Dutch Fork rolled them. Dutch Fork, obviously, a lot different team then than they were now, but still, they're still undefeated. Do you see any area of weakness on this Dutch Fork team?
Probably the offensive line, and that was a concern going into last night. But with Sumter, their huge defensive line with Justice Boone, and they got at least 2 or 3 Power 5 guys on that defensive line. So I would say that defensive line Dutch Fork's offensive line and being able to match up against Hanna's physical defensive front is probably the biggest thing to try and create running lanes for Will Taylor and Jarvis Green, and also protect Taylor passing would be the biggest concern, and just ball control. I think Dutch Fork is known for their deep passing game, and they showed it last night. They had a big deep pass, 83-yarder from Taylor to Antonio Williams, but I don't think they're the threat, the home run ball every time, like last couple of years with Olacek and Jalen Hyatt. So, yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, if their offensive line could how they hold up against T.L. Hanna's defensive front.
And Jed mentioned Sumter earlier, and we going into last night's game, Lou, we all knew that it would be a tough test for Sumter, and a tall glass of tea, if you will, for Sumter to somehow pull that out. Even though last night that game was close at times, did you ever feel like Sumter had a legit chance of winning, or Dutch Fork just allowed them to kind of hang around?
I mean, they were big part of the big moment was in the second quarter. I think they were driving, and interception, I think, inside the 10 was big. But once they got up 17-0, more than 2 scores, just the way Sumter's offense was, and they couldn't throw the ball. That was the biggest thing. There's no way that they were going to have to methodically drive the ball in long drives, and I think that wasn't going to happen, especially getting down behind 2 scores like that. So, yeah, just you're going to need a team that's going to be at their best and force turnovers. Dutch Fork made a turnover last night, but they usually don't turn over the ball. That's another thing. They're not going to give you anything to go on and give you a short field, and that's what good teams do.
Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper. Lou, always appreciate your time, man, and we will talk again soon. And Dutch Fork, man, listen, the state championship, you think they're going to get their 5th straight Friday night? This Friday night.
Yeah, I think they're definitely the favorite. And then, I mean, to do what Tom Knotts to do it in South Carolina and North Carolina, you're going to put him on a select list as far as not just the best ever in the state, best in the country as well to ever coach high school football.
Absolutely. And listen, on that note, Lou, I'll let you go with this question. in 2021 as Tom Knotts, the head football coach of Dutch Fork?
I didn't know if he was going to come back last year. I mean, just – but I don't know. I would say I'm leaning to maybe no. If he wants another challenge, I think if he goes anywhere, he wouldn't be around in the state. I think he would try another state, maybe try to do it in the third state, and maybe down the road coach his son who's now in middle school. I think he's around 11 or 12. So maybe coach him in a few years and then probably call it quits. But we'll see. I think 50-50 on that one.
I always have to leave you with a little question there, Lou. Great stuff. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Lou Bezjak of the state newspaper, Jed. He's not so certain.
Yep.
I mean, I've heard a little rumor here and there that Tom Knotts may be there's a chance he could travel south. But, you know, we'll see.
Maybe he could travel up Cherokee County.
Yeah.
If rumors I've been hearing for 4 or 5 years are true.
I'm leaving this year, I promise.
Right.
I promise it's this year. 6 years later, I'm still here.
Which is good. I'm tickled to death about that. I hope it's six more. I'm just saying, you hear things.
Yeah, you do. All right, coming up next, we'll go down to the lower part of the state where Richie Altman of Southern Sports Central was at the Myrtle Beach, North Myrtle Beach game last night. We'll talk about that game and his thoughts on state championship weekend. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back with you this morning on the Saturday Morning Scramble, ESPN Upstate. Glad you're with us, Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Saturday Morning Scramble, as always, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. That's foundersfcu.com. I want to say thanks to Lou Bezjak for joining us earlier this morning. A loaded show coming up. Four more guests. And speaking of guests, we now bring in our second one of the program. It's Richie Altman of Southern Sports Central. He was at the North Myrtle Beach game last night. Richie, good morning. How are you, man?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. Hope you are. You saw a I don't want to use the word good one because it wasn't really close. Is North Myrtle Beach was looked to be the dominant team. Am I wrong on that, Richie?
Man, you know, and it all started on defense. I mean, they of course, Myrtle Beach gets the ball to start off the game, and it was a 1-2 punch from, Vereen and Chase Simmons. Elijah Vereen and Chase Simmons, these guys really put a lot of heat on Ryan Berger. They hit him really hard. Matter of fact, I think Vereen hit Berger the hardest at the beginning of the game. You remember, when these guys saw each other at the end of the season, you know, Berger went down early, and it caused a huge, of course, lopsided victory for North Myrtle Beach. Well, they went right after him again. You know, it's almost looking at sharks with chum in the water. And you saw a defensive front, and I told Matt Real, the head coach for North Myrtle Beach, I said, man, look, you set the presence early with your defense. And again, you know, they say defense wins championships, and if that's true, North Myrtle Beach definitely laid it out how to do it last night.
That was, Richie, the second matchup of the season between those two teams. But going into the game, did people feel like that Myrtle Beach had a chance to kind of get revenge last night, or did everybody lean in the way of North Myrtle Beach?
You know, we talked about it on Southern Sports Central all week with multiple guys. One of them, you know, was Lou and a couple of other writers around the state. You and I talked about this as well. You know, North Myrtle Beach, this is kind of their year. You know, there's a few other teams that we'll talk about maybe today that's already a little further tonight or today than they were yesterday. But North Myrtle Beach, you know, they came in with, I thought, the upper hand, beating them the way they beat them in the first time around. And then last week, I thought Buford gave a game plan of how to handle Myrtle Beach's offensive spread, and that is push J.J. out to the side, push Randall out to the side, and make that running back come at you. And, again, you're not going to do that with that defensive front. So, you know, I thought for sure that this would be, you know, for North Myrtle Beach to lose this one in their backyard, the way it was set up, it would have to be their game to lose, if you will.
Richie Altman joining us this morning on the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. When you look at last night's games, man, not just North Myrtle Beach and Myrtle Beach, but when you look at the scoreboard across the state, what stood out and what surprised you last night?
Well, you know, if you look at it, for me, I almost like the game that I think you guys were mentioning there with T.L. Hanna. You know, I really thought Northwestern was kind of back. This was an old Northwestern team that a few years ago was a powerhouse team, but you know, not that it wasn't what a lot of people thought it would be, but, you know, some things are just destined to be. And of course, with T.L. Hanna winning the way that they won last night, you know, really, you know, I thought showed a lot of things. But the team that really has my eye is also up there with you guys, and that's Daniel. Man, holy crap, is Daniel legit or what? I mean, they're not just beating teams, they're pounding teams. And to beat a team that just last year was crowned the 4A state champion and Wren, you know, I picked Daniel to win this one. Of course, it's got a lot of even though their colors aren't orange, but they've got a lot of orange blood running through those hallways and on that football field. And it definitely, to me, you know, made a huge difference. And then on the other side, you know, from Marion to keep battling the way they did, I thought Andrews was going to be able to go on the road and really handle business the way that they needed to kind of land themselves against maybe an unfavorable matchup with anybody, by the way, in 2A, and beating a team like Abbeville, you know, who I think is just, quite frankly, you know, a team that's really, really good. And I guess down all the way in 1A is a team I haven't learned anything about until this year, and I definitely had to do a lot of homework on Southside Christian, but it seems like those kids are ready to go. They're well coached up and around the ball. It doesn't matter if you're offense or defense. Southside Christian's definitely – the team in 1A football.
Richie, you were talking about the game you were at last night. I want to go back to that for a minute. What was the environment like in the North Myrtle Beach area? Having worked there, having seen them, they were content some years to win a game. And I'm not exaggerating at all. A win was a huge deal for North Myrtle Beach some years. And now they're right here knocking on the doorstep. What was the environment like last night?
Well, coming from a kid that's from Myrtle Beach, you know, I went to SACC class of 97. We didn't play North Myrtle Beach. I didn't really, and I mean this, Coach Real and fellas up there on the Grand Strand, I didn't realize y'all even had a football team when I was playing football in high school. So, to me, it was like, wow, a couple of years ago they started coming on the forefront, and they've taken football kind of to the next level. And I don't – you know, I look at, like, when you brought in Steve Spurrier, if you're South Carolina, or maybe even a Lou Holtz, you started taking football serious. I think that's what happened. When you brought a guy in like Matt Real, who brings in his whole mindset and his whole philosophy, if you will, of high school Friday Night Lights, and the kids bought into what he's doing, you know, that was huge. And then they stepped up the energy with this light show. Like, again, wow, the light show to me was something I was looking forward to when I even got up there on the beach. But then the light show continued. As they spot the ball, they snap it, they move the clock, and next thing you know, the energy is just crazy. Now, again, it's COVID season, but it still was very energetic. They had the band separated distantly, let me add that, with all their masks on as much as they could in between playing their music instruments. But it was never a dull moment. It never, if you didn't really look into the whole different type of year, I got to be honest with you, Jed, it was very electric. It was an atmosphere that you would have thought that it wasn't something that just kind of popped up, even though they've been around, 51 years. You know, they look like they've been around for quite some time last night.
Richie Altman joining us this morning on the Saturday Morning Scramble. Richie, you mentioned the COVID season. Listen, you know, months ago we didn't know if there was going to be a season. So are you at all surprised that Friday and Saturday were crowning champions?
You know, I'm excited. I think surprise is probably a good word. I'm proud. I think that's the better word. I'm really proud of the athletes, the parents, our trainers. I mean, I think the trainers, guys, are the winners of this whole season, and the student trainers who had to literally put water bottles for each athlete, had to be very, hands-off, not hands-on this year. So for the student trainers, for the head trainers, to do what you guys and girls did across the state of South Carolina, I thought was incredible. I know we want to give coaches a lot of game balls today, but to me, man, those trainers really did what they needed to do. And, I know two teams down in the low country were hit, one last week with Oceanside, one in Skeezaball with First Baptist, and I don't know, again, who else around the state, but those two teams were, knocked out before they even saw the lights on Friday nights when they were going into their playoff battle. But, I'm just glad to see we're here. I just hope everybody stays distanced for the remainder of less than a week away for kickoff for state champions. And then we can say, hey, look, we had the challenges and all the ups and downs. But for me, the other side is, guys, is I watch so many kids, and you and I and all three of us, we cover so many athletes, so it's hard for us to not get emotionally attached to certain kids. And you see them on the sideline crying because this is the final season that they'll play maybe ever, right? I mean, so when you see it that way, I looked at a bunch of them last night. J.J. Jones was one of them. I talked to Randall. I talked to Ryan Berger, the quarterback, who, my God, that kid took some hits last night. And, man, it was tough on him. But, I just looked at him and said, look, guys, y'all overcame something off this field that you carried on the field that will make you better men down the road. And something that if you can get through this, man, as an adult, you got this.
But, and Richie, I'll play devil's advocate here with Jed and I. You mentioned the postseason, only two teams getting the virus. I'll interject here a big but and say we saw this coming. We talked about this before the playoffs got here, that because of the teams and the rule that was set in place with the high school league, we knew there wouldn't be any teams get the virus. There was two. But you're talking about two across an entire state. I'd say that's pretty good. All of a sudden, the virus just went away.
Well, it didn't go away. It just found another day to have a conversation.
Exactly.
I mean, it was around, right? It was around. I mean, let's look at Burns, the team that you covered. Cole, you guys didn't play for like a month. I mean, to be honest with you,
I'm just saying in the playoffs, it was a lot of it in the regular season. And it's it's still there, but it's just kind of ironic how the playoffs got here. And, Jed, we were seeing it every week during the regular season. This so-and-so team got it. So-and-so team got it. 2 weeks, boom, 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 boom. Playoffs get here, all of a sudden, no virus.
Right. It magically reached zero.
That's the thing that I don't want to use. I have to be picking my words here when I talk about COVID because I don't want to say what I was going to say. But that's the thing that stumps my brain the most. I mean, the upstate, you guys were like, I don't want to say invented COVID, but, man, it seemed like every week there was a team in the upstate that was parked their bus and nobody could get on it. And so now all of a sudden, not one, not even a trickle, not even an effect, not a trace, if you will, of that word that I don't like to use on my show. And here we are now, like you said, nobody had to sit out. It's amazing how many teams sat out during the season, and here in postseason, nobody is even heard of it. It's like you just got amnesia all of a sudden, and we don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Hey, Richie, great stuff. Before we let you go, man, I asked Lou Beshjack the same question I'll ask you. Looking at Tom Knotts, he has a chance to win five in a row. In your opinion, is Tom Knotts the head coach at Dutch Fork next season?
Before I do that, guys, I do want to give that quarterback, Cameron Freeman. You guys need to put a circle around his name. He was, I thought, the whole game plan of how they played. Between him and Chase Simmons, who's a dual threat as far as offense and defense, catching it, passing it, throwing it, tackling, you name it, did it. But to me, last night, Cameron Freeman, the quarterback, I thought really was the game winner of all. He handled the ball well. He controlled everything when it came down to the offense and kept Myrtle Beach off the field offensively and on the heels of the defense. Now, to answer your poll question, I don't think so. But I said this last year. You got to remember, how many times has he said that he wants to coach on the side where I am, and that is over here in the low country or on the Grand Strand? He wants to be on the beach, right? He's working his way that way. He just has to find a spot to do that. So whether it's up in Myrtle Beach, maybe a Conway, maybe, of course, Oxy just has a new coach and they're doing
maybe
well,
in
but
Georgia.
Maybe it's down here in the low country. maybe Georgia, maybe Florida. He may hit 95 until somebody opens the door, but you would be crazy not to open a door a guy like him. He gave, and I'm going to tell you this, I'll leave y'all with this. He gave a speech last year. He let me in the locker room as they won another state championship last year. But right before the game, it was like a Remember the Titans Friday Night Lights speech. And he said, guys, right now, at this moment, this is the most important thing in your life. When this game is over, we'll reevaluate everything and we'll place everything where it needs to go. But right now, at this moment, this right here is the only thing that you need to worry about. And I think that's what makes him who he is. Whether you like him or not, you got to respect him. And I have both. So when you win that many and you keep winning it, man, it's hard not to pick him to win another one. But I don't know, man. I know the people in the Midlands and the people in 5A would like to see him move around a little bit.
Well, you know, it'd be a lot easier to respect him, Richie, if when you asked him to come on a show, he wouldn't say, no thanks, I'm good. Just saying. I mean, just throw that out there. I mean, we are live. Is this thing on? Hey, thanks, Richie. Great stuff as always, man.
Hey, guys, appreciate you. Have a great Saturday.
Absolutely. That's Richie Altman, Southern Sports Central, and we'll get more into that conversation on the other side. Final break of hour number one. Want to let you know, coming up in hour number two, we're still guest heavy. We will talk to Kennington Lloyd Smith to talk about the Wren-Daniel game last night. He was there. We'll talk to Kennington at 9 o'clock. 9:15, we'll be joined by a good friend of the show, Pete Yannity from WSPA, and then we'll round up the show with Ramon Robinson. We'll wrap it up with Ramon at 9:30 a.m. to talk about high school football and his opinion on last night's T. Ohana game as well. T. Ohana, Ramon is a T. Ohana grad. You can call into the program. The phone lines are open, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-GSP-ESPN, the Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Visit them online today, foundersfcu.com. That's foundersfcu.com. Jed, a game that I was at last night, T. Ohana Northwestern. T. Ohana victorious 28-24 over Northwestern. And we talked a little bit about it briefly earlier in the program. But, you know, T. Ohana, they've got one, you know, it's kind of like Danny Ford in the Clemson days. T. Ohana's got one thing they're going to do, and they're going to run a dive play left, and they're going to run a dive play right. And there's really no secret. Like, I've seen the triple option run before at the high school level. You know, Broom used to do it, and Jet Turner still does a version of it. But, Jet, there's no secret with T. Ohana. It's not like, hey, we're going to trick you into what we're running. We're going to run it left, and then we're going to run it right, and that's all they do. I mean, last night the game-winning drive was 16 plays. They went for it on fourth down three times and converted, and Jed, all three were dives.
Well, they're good at it.
And, they are.
And there is an old football adage. If you can't establish dive, you can't run that offense.
Right.
And if you can't stop dive, you can't stop that offense. And so it looks like Northwestern fell under Category B last night.
I'm telling you, the game-winning drive was 16 plays. And we were standing in the end zone, me and Ramon Robinson, and we were watching it just unfold. Fourth down. Fourth down, we're like, you know, you're at your own 20, but there's hardly any time left. You kind of, this is it.
When Georgia Tech ran a variation of that a couple years ago, Clemson was wildly successful against them the 3 years that Venables drew
Venables
up the defense
kinda,
against
yeah.
it. And it was because of Dorian O'Daniel.
Right.
Because he stopped dive.
Right.
The defensive line, as deep and as talented and as good and as fantastic as they were, you can't say there aren't enough superlatives for that particular defensive line. They did their job, and O'Daniel got to run around, and he committed to stop and dive, and he stopped it every play. Every play.
And Northwestern,
that's what you have to do.
Even though Northwestern lost last night, Jed, Northwestern did a good job. Yeah. I mean, they forced fourth downs a lot last night, but – you have to stop it four downs
stop.
In a row.
You've got to stop dive. And you've got to know that if it's fourth and two,
you got to
know in the first quarter. You got to know before the first second clicks off in the first quarter
yeah.
that there are a bunch of drives that are going to be four down drives for team. You got to know that, and you got to mentally prepare for it. It's different.
Right.
Knowing you got to play four plays instead of three and get off the field.
Yep.
It's different, mentally.
A lot different. And they only threw it twice last night, Jed. Two times.
I was going to say, Richie was talking about somebody being whatever for eight, or Lou, I think. Somebody, Sumter was whatever for eight. And Hannah said, wow, they threw it eight times? My God.
What are they doing? They don't know how to run this thing. And another thing about T.O. Hannah, and they've been this way for a while now, even when they had Zach Pickens, Jed, they're very well coached. I mean, they are.
Yeah, no
watched them last night.
No question.
Just well coached. They know what they're going to do. They run it well. And you know, as someone watching the game, Jed, you think, man, they're fourth down again. You got to throw it. You got to throw it. No, they don't. They just run it.
Right. They're completely happy staying on schedule and doing what they do.
Now, Northwestern is a good football team. Last night was the first time that I saw Northwestern this year, Jed, and they're good. Paige Walker's done a great job with Northwestern. Standing on the sideline last night, though, my mind goes back to Northwestern's good, but Dorman must have had an off night. Like, I'm not giving Northwestern an excuse or Dorman an excuse. I'm not giving either team an excuse. Northwestern is a very good team. But I'm just thinking the way Northwestern, they didn't just beat Dorman 2 weeks ago. They handled them. I mean, they kind of gave them what they wanted.
Built a really big lead.
And I'm thinking last night, man, I would have loved to have seen that game because while Northwestern is good, I also saw Dorman this year. Dorman's got one of the best defensive lines in the state. And I just don't know if Dorman kind of fell apart and just wasn't mentally ready or mentally prepared. But, I think the playoffs are so interesting. And Northwestern, Paige Walford's done an incredible job. And for those seniors at Northwestern, they've had three different coaches in their four years. So that's tough. And they've come a long way even since last year when I saw them. So a good game last night. T.L. Hannah victorious over Northwestern 28-24. T.L. Hannah will go on to play Dutch Fork, a rematch, Jed, from 2018. And tell me if I'm wrong. In 2018, obviously there wasn't a 5A area team because T.L. Hannah and Dutch Fork were playing. I didn't watch that game in person. Were you in Columbia?
Greer was there.
Greer was there in 4A?
There was a threat of snow the next day. Not many people watched it in person because it was Friday. There was a threat of snow on Saturday. They moved the games to Friday. Greer was there for 4A. So I left.
So we didn't have a 3A team or a 5A.
Chester was there, so I hung out with my buddy Travis for a little while.
Yeah.
But I was in the car for the Dutch Fork Hannah game, most of it anyway.
Gotcha. Dutch Fork Hannah Friday night. We'll talk more about that coming up in hour number two. You can call in 844-GSP-ESPN Saturday Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.